no home or no place to roam. Ain't got no home or no place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number or try your call again.
Pardon me, sir.
Yeah?
Are you by chance a vicious criminal?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you bet. Good afternoon, and welcome to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housin Heffy, offering you the latest real estate news and home buying information. Just a friendly reminder, REACH is the acronym for Real Estate Education and Community Housing. We are a 501c3, not-for-profit corporation, assisting homeowners and home buyers reach and maintain the American dream of home ownership. And we do that through education, financial awareness, and monetary assistance. Our mission is placing families in a home, not just a house. The toll-free number for REACH, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H, or 855-487-3224. You may check out our website at www.reachforhousing.org. That's REACH, the number 4, housing.org. REACH counselors say this is the year you may become a homeowner. To get started, call the good folks at REACH and let the staffers and counselors do what they do best. They have the latest information about how you may benefit from their substantial inventory of South Florida properties. And the best part is, they have the knowledge and skills to help you become a homeowner. Well, coming up on today's show, Sabrina Million Felix joins us with some foreclosure moves that could save your home. And there's no messy aftertaste either. Then the real estate news at the bottom of the hour with Steve Cody. He's one, the one with a golden voice and a silver microphone, which means they'll probably make a bronze statue of him later on. So after the news, Maureen Carter joins us with some information about a special Holocaust presentation from the Lake Worth Scottish Rite. It's coming up this Wednesday, August the 27th at 7:30 p.m. Then our house segment reports on the annoying summer bugs and how to rid thyself of such. You're about 35 minutes away from our house. And of course, Reach Radio's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how the good folks at Reach can make this house your home. But right now, let's take a closer look at the real estate headlines brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. And right now, Reach Radio's constantly random voice of wisdom and full-time news orator, Steve Cody.
Thank you, sir.
You bet.
An estimated 17,000 Floridians will share more than $1 billion from the record mortgage-related settlement announced between the Justice Department and Bank of America. The $17 billion settlement is the largest in U.S. history with a single institution. Sales of single-family homes in Palm Beach County last month were up 15% for the same time last year, while the median sale price increased 4% to $280,000. This according to numbers from RealtyTrack. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau ordered online lender AmeriSave Mortgage Corporation to pay $14.8 million in refunds to homeowners and a $4.5 million fine for luring in borrowers with misleading rates and information. And the leaders of a multi-billion dollar bank fraud and real estate scheme run out of an abandoned coin laundry in Miami have been sentenced to decades in jail. We'll have details for you about that. And if you're looking for a way to make your mortgage payments more affordable, the Federal Making Home Affordable Program might just help you. We have all the information you need on find out whether you are qualified and how you can save $500 or $600 a month on your mortgage through the Making Home Affordable Program. And our famous Housing Jefe went to an ice cream social that was sponsored by Masons and put on for the veterans at the VA hospital, and we have some information for you about that. Ice cream, what could possibly be better on a hot summer day, huh?
That's right. You got it. Well, when we return, Sabine Million Felix is ready to amaze us with 1,001 foreclosure facts. So stay with us, because we're about to travel straight to our first commercial break. But first, let's play this commercial message that looks like a break. I think we can do that. Here it comes.
Concerned about your future? Don't know how to make it right? How will you get your credit back? Where will your family live? The financial crisis has become very personal. Sleepless nights, not sure how you can hang on. Reach out and let Reach work with you toward financial and housing stability again. The good folks at Reach are waiting for your call. They're a 501c3 HUD-approved organization with a heart. Contact a Reach certified counselor today at 855-48-REACH or email housing@reachforhousing.org. That's Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Check out their webpage and success stories at reachforhousing.org. Call 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Most of the services are free, so reach out. They'll reach back. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam.
Well, welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy with a special home buying message just for you. You know, if you're a first-time home buyer and you're using FHA, HUD, or other government programs, you must complete selected HUD-approved training courses in order to qualify. And you also receive big discounts from the banks when you take these courses. There are more than 10 home ownership workshops bundled in Reach's annual educational membership program, and they average between $25 and $49 per course. Reach's credit management workshop will teach you how to deal with any credit issues, helping you get back on a sound credit track. That's why Reach included 2 free credit checks per year in the educational membership program. That's a $40 value all by itself. When you add up the cost of all these valuable home educational workshops, plus the 2 credit checks, you would normally pay $250. But right now, Reach is offering Reach Radio listeners the Reach Educational Membership Program for only $99. That's right, $99. That's a $151 savings just for saying you heard about it on Reach Radio. Call the good folks at Reach today and let them sign you up for their educational membership program. Toll-free number, 855-48-REACH, 855-48-R-E-A-C-H. Or you could dial it the hard way, 855-487-3224. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. So what are you waiting for? To enroll, call the good folks at Reach right now. Again, the toll-free number, 4-855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224. And remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All right. While we take care of all that good business, we're going to move right into our first guest, who actually is not in the studio right now, and we're trying to get that lined up for you, but we'll have Sabine on here in a little bit. But right now, let's go to Maureen Carter. She is from the Palm Beach County. I'm sorry, I'm used to Broward County. Okay. From the Palm Beach County school system. She is the administrator for a Holocaust activities, I guess. And yes. She also administers elementary social studies and is the planner for the K-12 Holocaust Study Program. Maureen Carter, welcome to the Reach Radio Show.
Thank you very much.
It's you got on first. And yes. You know who's on second, right?
Yes.
So we have a big event coming up this Wednesday, the 27th, at the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth, Florida. Yes. And that is?
That we will have a special Holocaust presentation. We will be speaking about the effect of the Holocaust on Freemasonry. We will also have a Holocaust survivor, Norman Froschman, who will be speaking about his life experience during the Holocaust and some other activities.
I was going to ask you that. Who is Norman Froschman?
Norman Froschman is a Holocaust survivor. He was a child when the Nazis invaded Poland in 1939, and he went through the Warsaw Ghetto, also 5 death camps, and was able to survive and is here today to speak, to tell us his story.
His experience, right. How old is he? He must be at least.
He's going to be 85 September 11th.
85. So he was literally a child when he was there. What an experience he must have had, right?
Yes, it was very much a very experience. And he speaks to the schools. He's spoken to the schools for almost 20 years. Mm. And we were able to get him a honorary high school diploma this year.
Oh, how nice.
Yes, and we're very proud of that in the school district.
So he travels all over the country, or is he just staying in his area?
He does travel to different parts of the country. He has been invited to special events, but he is, we like to think of him as ours.
And, yes, right.
Yes, and he is a favorite among many of our schools.
So what I'm trying to say, it would really be worth to go out to the Scottish Rite Valley there.
Absolutely.
In Lake Worth and see this gentleman, because he has an interesting story. And you yourself, since you're the administrator for the Holocaust Studies program, you probably have more information than the average bear, right?
Yes. I've done a lot of studying on my own, and I've done a lot of studying on the Freemason experience during the Holocaust. And there isn't much out there, but I've done as much research as I've been able to do so far.
Right. Well, we'll get into the Freemason part of it in a minute, because that's kind of interesting, too. And
yes.
What really surprises me is that you, a lady, knows a lot about Freemasons, which is a group just for men.
Well, that has a lot to do with my husband.
Oh, you mean John? Yeah, well, he's a good guy. We'll let him stick in here. So you're going to be reading a little bit, referencing from Traces of the Holocaust by Tim Cole.
Yes. That's a book that I happen to be reading right now, and that is about the actual ghettos in Europe. Tim Cole is a senior historian at Oxford, I believe. I've met him before.
Nice.
But one of the great books about Freemasonry and the Holocaust is The Red Triangle by Robert Cooper. And I think it's pretty well known among Freemasons.
Yeah, because Robert Cooper, I think he runs the Scottish, the whole country over there.
Yes,
right?
I think he's like a grandmaster, or he was a grandmaster.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, right. Very knowledgeable gentleman. I've met with him before.
He's done extensive research.
Hmm. What is the connection with the Freemasons and the Holocaust? I mean, when I was growing up, I never heard anything about the Freemasons and Holocaust, and now all of a sudden there's a connection?
I really hadn't either, but after doing some research, I found that the Nazis, because the Freemasons are known as a secret society,
right.
The Nazis looked at the the Freemasons as sort of a conspiracy to take over the world. They connected them with the Jews, who they also looked at as a conspiracy to take over the world. And this was promoted through a propaganda pamphlet that was put out in the early 20th century called The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. So it was called an anti-Jewish Freemasonry conspiracy.
It sounds like everybody wants to rule the world. Maybe we should write a song about that, right?
Yes, there are many, right? But yes, that was the basis for the hate against Freemasons.
Right. Well, just to let people know, the Scottish Rite Valley, as they call it, over in Lake Worth, Florida, there, is where this event will be taking place. That, I believe, is 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, Florida, and it starts at 7:30. Maureen will be there. Matter of fact, I'm going to be there, so if you want to stop in and say hello to the host and housing heffy, we can arrange that. And, of course, Norman Froschman will be there, and he'll be telling his experiences and his stories. But I'll tell you right now, I'm more interested in the connection between the Freemasons and the Nazis, and I'd like to know, I guess it's written that the Freemasons were the first group to actually be targeted by the Nazis.
Yes, that's very true. Adolf Eichmann, who became, as many people know, one of the great architects of the Final Solution, was actually first assigned to catalog the Freemasons and their lodges throughout Germany. And as a result, he did such a great job that he was promoted, and he became one of the people, the actual person in charge of taking care of the Jews.
Rounding them up.
Yes,
yeah.
Throughout Western Europe and Eastern Europe.
Well, I guess he did a great job is sort of like a matter of opinion, right?
Yeah, and actually he was found and, executed in the 1960s in Israel through the Eichmann trial, which is famous to this day.
Oh. And the Freemasons had this little thing called a forget-me-not. Do you know
yes.
about that?
Yes. Forget-me-not is a beautiful little flower. And in the late 20s, one of the grandmasters in Germany used it as a symbol to help out widows and children as a fundraiser.
Right.
And then later on in the 30s, when some of the Freemasons were rounded up and taken to concentration camps, which they were, and some of the lodges were closed and their records seized. They felt that if they wore the forget-me-not pin, they would be recognized by each other in the concentration camps. Mm-hmm. And some of that will be in my presentation, and I will talk about that at length.
Right. Well, a lot of people are afraid of the Freemasons for some reason. I do not know why. And of course, they call it the secret society and all that stuff. And I don't think I've ever seen anything that we're going to overthrow anything. The forget-me-not, you know, of course, we've heard about that. And is there any, I mean, other than just it was a secret society, is there anything else that they were specifically targeting the Masons for?
It was basically because they were a secret society. Hitler didn't want anybody that was more, you know, that had anything, you know, to know anything more than he did, obviously. And so, you know, he set about his people in charge to, you know,
go
seize the records, destroy the lodges. Them. And in fact, there were exhibitions all over Europe against the Freemasons. And I did find on the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum site a 3-minute clip of an anti-Freemason parade.
Wow.
In a town in Germany. And so that will be shown at the Scottish Rite on Wednesday.
Oh, great. So. Well, I'm looking forward to that. Good. Well, we're going to take a quick break. If you'll hang with us, when
yes.
we get back, we'll go a little deeper into the Freemasons and the Holocaust and the presentation coming up this Wednesday, the 27th, at the Scottish Rite Center in Lake Worth at 7:30 p.m. Stand by. We'll be right back.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? REACH is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact REACH, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email REACH at housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. REACH, the number 4, housing.org. Call REACH at 855-48-REACH. 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong.
Welcome back to REACH Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host and housing jefe. And we're speaking with Maureen Carter. She is the Holocaust Administrator for the Palm Beach County School District, and she will be representing the and presenting the upcoming Holocaust event at the Scottish Rite Valley in Lake Worth, Florida. That would be 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, Florida. That's the 27th, Wednesday at 7:30. Maureen, thanks for hanging out through the break there.
Oh, my pleasure.
And speaking to us about, it's really a sensitive subject. You know, I remember there's a movie that came out. It was called Stalag 17.
Oh, yes.
What
yes.
a great movie. And when they made that, and a cast of stars, Peter Graves and I'll think of the other guys later. But
William Holden.
Yeah, William Holden. He did a great part in there.
And that was really about American soldiers. And we do have in this area American liberators who actually speak to our students about their experience. And we have one gentleman, Morton Brooks, who was in a concentration camp called Berge, specifically for American soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very brutal. His experience was extremely brutal. He was treated even worse because he was Jewish.
Oh, of course. Well, the Nazis, I guess, they don't discriminate against anybody. They hate everybody, right?
They were bad, yeah.
Right. So for the presentation that's coming up, again, let's talk about Norman Froschman. He's a Holocaust survivor. You said he's 85 years old or so, so he must have been...
He was 10 when, in 1939 when the Nazis invaded Poland, and he and his family eventually were ordered into the Warsaw Ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
and they were there for about 2 years. They all had to find work, and he was a messenger boy. His mother found work in a factory, and his little sister was hidden in a makeshift wall.
Right. They made a false wall. Yeah, right.
And eventually, after the uprising, which was in 1943, they were deported. His mother and his sister were deported with him to the concentration camp, which was a death camp of Majdanek. And they were murdered before him. And, you know, he survived. He volunteered for a work duty, which took him out of that camp and into another camp where they were making ammunition. And so subsequently he was taken into other camps and then a camp called Buchenwald. It was a sub-camp of Buchenwald and Skarzisko. And from there he was liberated and then became a translator for the Soviet army.
You know, when Eisenhower went over there, I remember the statement. I read it many times. I was just a little tiny baby when it happened, but I remember he said, "We need to get pictures of this because no one's going to believe it."
And that is absolutely a true statement. I researched that. That is true. And at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, that is one of the first things you see is the American soldiers surrounding the bodies of inmates at Dachau.
Well, it's a piece of history that, of course, we'll never forget, and neither should we, because history repeats itself. We were talking a little bit before the show came on, and we were talking exactly about that, how history repeats itself, and if we don't keep a keen eye on what we're doing, it'll certainly do it again. We'll just have a new staff of writers and a new staff of historians to keep track of it.
That's correct.
You'd think we'd figure it out. So
that's right.
Now, folks, we're speaking with Maureen Carter. She's the Holocaust Administrator for the Palm Beach County School District, and she will be presenting the upcoming Holocaust event at the Scottish Rite Education Center at 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, Florida. If you would like to get some more information, you may call the Scottish Rite at 561-582-6794. That's 561-582-6794. And they will give you directions, not really hard to find. Just look for that great big water tower there in Lake Worth, and it's right underneath that. So any other special things that are going to be coming up in that event?
Yes, the Royal Palm Beach High School Choir will be there to sing.
Oh, yeah.
And they are a phenomenal group. And I will tell you that in June, I took a group of teachers to the Memorial Museum in Washington. And one of the Freemasons, William Owen, was on that trip, and the Royal Palm Beach Choir Director, David Summer, was there, and that's how all this came to be.
Nice.
And so they will be there, and they're wonderful. They're a great group of kids.
Okay. Well, stick around. We have some more to talk about. We're about to launch the second half of the Reach Radio Show. Directly after the news, Maureen Carter will stay with us and give us some more interesting facts about the Holocaust and how the Freemasons were involved. Of course, this week's Spotlight Home of the Week will show you how you can become a homeowner. After that, our house segment has a few tips on how to rid yourself of the dreaded summer bugs. And then testimonials from the Reach clients of the past. So stay with us till the end of time, because if your watch is broken, it'll probably start working again. But right now, let's go to our top news guy in the biz, Steve Cody, with the headlines for Reach Radio.
Bye. Thank you, sir. An estimated 17,000 Floridians will share more than $1 billion from the record mortgage-related settlement announced this week between the Justice Department and the Bank of America. The $17 billion settlement is the largest in U.S. history with a single institution. It stems from misrepresentations made to the public, including investors, of the quality of residential mortgage-backed securities that were sold by Bank of America and by Countrywide Mortgage, which Bank of America now owns. They bought it back in 2008. The settlement requires Bank of America to pay $9.65 billion in hard dollars and provide $7 billion in consumer relief. Eligibility requirements include the homeowner must be late on payments or in danger of defaulting on their loan because of issues such as a job loss or a pay reduction. Now, only borrowers who live in their homes as their primary residence are eligible. Now, the settlement with Bank of America will provide smaller than advertised savings thanks to some little-known tax breaks. The bank will be able to write off at least $4.6 billion of those costs as a business expense when it comes time to pay its taxes, cutting its ultimate cost to the company by at least $1.6 billion. Combine that with the TARP money they got and the Federal Reserve's program to buy back the bad mortgage securities, and they pretty much come out smelling like a rose, and no executives will serve any jail time in spite of the alleged fraud. Sales of single-family homes in Palm Beach County last month were up 15% from the same time last year, while the median sale price increased nearly 4% to $280,000. According to data released this morning by the Realtor Association of the Palm Beaches, the number of newly listed homes jumped 11%, adding inventory and increasing the month's supply to 5.7. Statewide, home sales were up 5% from last year, with prices growing 3.6% to $185,000. That's the state average. The rate for a 30-year conventional fixed-rate mortgage fell for the third consecutive month. It's now 4.13%. The Consumer Finance Protection Bureau ordered online lender Amerisave Mortgage Corporation to pay $14.8 million in refunds to homeowners and a $4.5 million fine for luring borrowers with misleading rates. Amerisave owner Patrick Markert will pay an additional $1.5 million. Now, according to the Bureau, the Atlanta-based Amerisave advertised inaccurate interest rates and terms online between 2011 and 2014 and induced customers to buy mortgages with their firm. Tens of thousands of consumers were attracted to take out loans based on deceptive terms. The Bureau said Amerisave lured consumers with deceptive advertising, then trapped them with costly upfront fees, and then illegally overcharged them. They'll pay a fine, but again, no jail time for anybody. The leader of a multi-million-dollar bank fraud and real estate scheme run out of an abandoned Florida coin laundry store. That's right, it was run out of a coin laundry in Miami. They've been sentenced to decades in jail by a federal judge. District Judge James Cohn sentenced Daryl Burke to 30 years in prison and Vicki Garland to 15 years last Monday. They're from Delray Beach. Both are aged 50. They were convicted of bank fraud and wire fraud conspiracy in early February by a federal grand jury in Fort Lauderdale. Burke was convicted on 4 counts of bank fraud, and Garland was convicted on 3 counts. They used the coin laundry's address to set up fake companies and false identities to obtain bank loans to buy up properties in low-income neighborhoods and then collect money from the federal government's Section 8 voucher program from their poor tenants. They also created a fake name, David Middleton, to dodge taxes on some of the investment properties. The pair earned what's been called millions of dollars from the operation, according to the U.S. Department of Justice, and they used the money to buy a fleet of luxury cars, a waterfront property, and courtside Miami Heat season tickets. 30 years in jail for an individual. The banks? No time in jail.
Of course.
Yeah. So listen, if you're looking for a way to make your mortgage payments more affordable, the federal Making Home Affordable program might help you. This program was created to help homeowners to refinance or to modify their mortgages in order to achieve monthly payments that are affordable for borrowers, and they'll continue to be affordable in the very near future. So if you're paying your mortgage on time, but you're not able to refinance to a lower interest rate due to a decrease in the value of your home, a home affordable refinance might just be your solution. This program is designated and designed to help eligible homeowners to refinance into more affordable mortgages. More than 1 million homeowners have been helped by MHA programs. Homeowners in the MHA modification, or HEMP, are typically saving about $500 a month. And now there are new opportunities for you, even if you don't qualify for Making Home Affordable. But if you want to work with your lender to keep your home, there are several options for you. They're known as retention options. You can ask your HUD-approved REACH counselor about the retention options and many different options that may be available to you. There is help out there. There is no reason for you to lose your home because you lost your job or because you're sick. Your REACH counselor can fill you in on all the details. Or you can take the classes that Alan was talking about and learn all about it yourself. There are a couple of options. And finally, ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. And that's just what West Palm Beach veterans did this last Sunday in the assisted living facility at the VA hospital. Lantana Masonic Lodge number 372 hosted their 17th annual ice cream social, honoring our vets and delivering a little joy and a little yumminess to all the people there.
My name is Ted Bryant. I'm a retired Marine, and I have my grandson Max and my daughter Shannon's come down to see me today. The day is going great. Man, good ice cream, good chocolate. Thank you very much.
Friends and family joined in the afternoon celebration. Not an empty stomach was to be found anywhere in the place. Our thanks to David McCray. He's the Masonic coordinator over at the VA hospital, and he made sure that everything ran smoothly, including that delicious ice cream. Ooh. And our own housing jefe, Al, you were there too.
That's right. We had a great time. The vets were appreciative, as you would guess. I mean, ice cream, come on. Who turns down ice cream, right? And what amazes me is that it's the 17th annual ice cream social. Mm. That means that the Lantana Masonic Lodge number 372 has been doing that for quite a while now.
They're to be saluted for not forgetting our veterans. It's a wonderful thing that they do every year.
Absolutely.
And it's a small thing, but I bet it puts a lot of smiles on a lot of faces.
I'm telling you, one thing that was nice, you know, they didn't allow pictures and things like that. Mm-hmm. They want the privacy of the vets. But when they found out who we were and what we were doing, everybody opened up. We had such a great time. I had at least 10 more sound bites there, but that was probably the best. So there you go.
Well, excellent.
It was a great time, and I'm sorry that you weren't there. I ate your
because
share.
Because you didn't tell me about it in advance there, Señor Jefe.
I ate your share of the ice cream. I guarantee you that. All right, let's continue on with Maureen Carter. She is the Holocaust Administrator for the Palm Beach County School District, and she administers elementary social studies and is the planner for the K-12 Holocaust Studies program for our Palm Beach County school system. Thanks for coming in today and sharing your Saturday with us.
Thank you.
All right, so you got more to talk about. Now, let's again remind the folks that this event is coming up Wednesday, August the 27th at 7:30 p.m., and that is at the Scottish Rite Educational Center, 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, Florida. It's right next to the big water tower there. For more information, you can call the Scottish Rite Center at 561-582-6794. Ask for Mike Cribbett. He'll be happy to help you out. So you must be excited about this event coming up, right?
Yes, I am. I'm very excited. This is something very new for me. And I'm very excited, and David Summer's very excited, and I think William Owen is too, because he set it up.
He's the one that put it together.
Yes,
right?
And Norman is very excited as well.
Right, yeah, and he's our Holocaust survivor there. So that'll be an interesting night, folks. And I know most of the it's an open meeting at the Scottish Rite, and feel free to go on over there and knock on the door and say, I'm here for the Holocaust presentation, and we'll set you right up, give you a nice cushy seat and in a nice air-conditioning building, right?
Yes.
Not that that's important. What's important is the subject matter and what you're talking about. And we're basically directing the conversation towards what happened or how the Holocaust affected the Freemasons in Germany. And I know they were targeted before the Jews were targeted.
Yes, and they estimate that there were probably 200,000 Freemasons that were either incarcerated or murdered during the Holocaust. I did want to get it straight because there may be some people that cannot make it.
Okay.
One of the legends is that the forget-me-not pin was worn in the concentration camps. There's no way that that would have ever been allowed.
Sure, they wouldn't let the
right. So
identification mark.
Right, and that is one of the items I would bring up in my presentation, that would have been part of the legend, not the fact. And but there may be some people out there that cannot make it. So I want to get that straight. And also, when I was telling you about the trip that preceded this event, there is a group that funded that trip, and they're called Insight Through Education.
Mm-hmm.
And they fund all of the programs for the Palm Beach County School District.
I see a little note that I made here that said the Freemasons were targeted before the Jews. The punch card system developed to target the Freemasons was used as a template to start targeting the Jews. What punch card system? What do you mean by that?
That was a catalog system that Adolf Eichmann, when he was told to catalog all the Freemasons,
right,
all of their work and the lodge work, that's what he did. That's what he set about to do. And we believe, we're not sure, but it could have been that Hollerith system which was the IBM system.
I was just going to say, don't tell me IBM had something. They were the only people that I know that had a punch card.
Yes, and that's on display at the Holocaust Museum. And as you go around the corner, you see the other exhibit for the Freemasons, the Jehovah Witness, and the Roma people. So it's very telling that that exhibit is right there. But, yeah, we believe it was probably the Holocaust.
Well, if you need more information about the Holocaust, I believe we probably have some inside information, more than the research you've done was extensive and pinpointed. So if you're not looking for information about the Freemasons, then you may not know about this. And this would be a great event to go to.
Yes.
Again, that's Wednesday night, August the 27th at 7:30 at the Scottish Rite Education Center, 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, Florida. Just look for that great big water tower there. Right? That's where everything happens in that town, right?
Right, right.
So, and I guess with Norman there, we'll get a closer insight as to what everyday life was like. Is that what,
yes,
he, what he speaks on?
Yes, absolutely. Yes. And he also will share, he has his jacket. That he, the prisoner jacket.
The striped jacket.
And he was 15 and a half when he was liberated.
Released, right?
Yes. So he was still a child. And
You talk about the Traces of the Holocaust by Tim Coe. Tell me a little bit more about that book.
Okay. That is more of the story of the Hungarian ghettos.
Right.
Tim Cole is a specialist in the Hungarian experience. And this year was actually the 70th anniversary of the deportation of the Hungarian Jews. And so everywhere around the world, that has been commemorated in ceremonies and events. And even at the school district, we did that too.
I believe the Armenians were also involved in that too, right?
The Armenians experienced a genocide in 1914 and or 1915, I'm sorry. And that was during World War I. And they experienced 1.5 million of their people were murdered by genocide. And see, that is one of the things that we try to teach our students are the tools in which to take action against these kinds of things. And because education, there is no education without taking the tools, you know, teaching them the tools.
Well, that seems like that was the groundwork for preparation to man, they've been doing this for a long time.
Yes, yes. And, you know, there is a sign in the Holocaust Museum, a plaque that says, Hitler says, who today speaks about the Armenians?
Right.
So he knew that people weren't going to do anything against what his plan.
I hate to compare then to today, but, you know, like we said earlier before the show, history repeats itself, and if we don't watch what we're doing, it'll just slip right on and repeat.
And it's going on today, and we, like I said, we have to teach our kids, you know, what to do to stop it. Because
well, a good way to start would be attending the Scottish Rite Education
Center
this Wednesday night at 7:30. That's the 27th of August. The Scottish Rite Education Center, 2000 North D Street in Lake Worth, Florida, 561-582-6794 for more information. Maureen, thanks for spending your Saturday with us and coming into these great studios. We had a ball, huh?
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Okay. Oh, that brings us right up to this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. This property is located at 957 Southwest California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie. It is a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage. Folks, this home has been totally redone, right down to the studs. Everything is new, the floors, the walls, the paint, along with a new refrigerator, microwave range, and dishwasher. It's in a great location, and it's ready to move into. It's a four-bedroom, three-bath, two-car garage, and it can be yours with a very little or low down payment. Financing is available, of course. And if you would like, Google the location. It's 957 Southwest California Boulevard in Port St. Lucie, and Google likes the zip code, so 34953, 34953 is the zip code. Google the property, take a look at it, and see if that's the property for you. Again, it is a four-bedroom, three-bath home with a two-car garage. For me, that would be two extra rooms, the way I look at it. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy and Associates. Her phone number, 561-351-8000. 561-351-8000. And that's this week's Spotlight Home of the Week, brought to you by Pat Tracy. You know, we've said this before, and even me, the one who just said it, I would like to say it again. Thank you for joining us every Saturday. We do appreciate your company. And hat tip to Rasta Karoshi. He's the owner of the Dunkin' Donuts on Dixie Highway in Palm Beach. I'm pretty sure he rewards his crew for listening to the Reach Radio Show. And you could visit our website, the show website, at reachradioshow.com. Check out our Home of the Week and listen to past shows. And once again, thank you for listening.
Our house is a very, very, very fine house.
And now it's time for Our House. This week's segment is brought to you by ReachForHousing.org, your HUD-approved housing counselor. This week's topic scratches the surface of pesky summer bugs and my sensitive skin. Rick Snyder, our show producer, is going to share some military techniques on how to remove those.
Military techniques. Would that mean a flamethrower?
Yeah, Alan? I think.
You don't want to do that. But we do have some non-chemical ways to eliminate the bugs.
Are you speaking green?
Yes.
Okay.
It's green.
Green it up.
Diatomaceous earth. Diatomaceous earth.
Who?
Yes. Diatomaceous earth. It's available at garden centers. Diatomaceous earth is an odorless powder that is to many insects what kryptonite is to Superman.
Wait, is that like Iocane?
No.
Okay.
diatomaceous earth is made of fossilized shells of the prehistoric sea creature diatom. It does. And it causes critters to dehydrate and die. Diatomaceous earth. It's hard to say, but it's easy to use. And it's not expensive. About $1 a pound. Ask your garden guy how to use it. It will kill bad bugs or even good bugs.
Yeah.
Here's one to keep the mosquitoes away. Use essential oils on your skin. Peppermint, chamomile, cedarwood, eucalyptus. Mosquitoes don't like it. They will stay away. Study shows these scents repel up to 93%. If you sprinkle a little essential oil onto your skin or add about 10 drops per ounce to your favorite sunscreen, you'll keep the bugs away and you'll smell good too. Here's one that I think a lot of people know and just kind of forget about. Boric acid.
Oh, yeah.
You sprinkle boric acid in cracks and crevices. It's safe for humans, but deadly to bugs. They walk through it, digest it when grooming themselves. Ugh. And as long as the powder doesn't get wet, it works for months.
And it's boric?
Boric.
Boric.
B-O-R-I-C.
Oh, my gosh. I thought you said Boris. I was thinking, Boris,
no,
where's the acid?
No. make sweet poison. Roaches, they around?
Ugh. Yeah.
I really hate them. But mix baking soda with powdered sugar and put it out in small lids. The sugar acts as bait. Baking soda poisons the roaches. Don't forget to put your poison in hard-to-reach hiding places.
Right, right.
Behind the fridge, behind the toilet, under the cabinets. You'll get them, and it's inexpensive, and it is effective.
So it's baking soda?
Baking soda and powdered sugar.
That's weird.
Put it out in small lids,
uh-huh.
And they'll crawl through it, taste the sugar, go, brownies, and just keep moving on.
They're brownies, gone. Huh?
Block ants by finding where they're entering and circle the area with a line of something that has strong natural scent, like cinnamon, mint, cayenne, pepper, or coffee grounds. Coffee grounds. Great.
Huh?
Yeah, coffee grounds. Ants won't cross that line. So you sprinkle the...
On what grounds do you base that?
I don't know.
Coffee grounds.
Reading it, yes. Scent your walls. I don't know where you're going to send them. Scent your walls. Wipe down the walls with lavender oil. The scent causes bugs to scurry away. They don't like lavender. And last but not least, spice things up. Basil and bay leaves have been used for centuries as natural insect repellents. In fact, in many parts of the world, basil is packaged inside bags of grain to protect them. Sprinkle your spices wherever bugs are a problem. Just go through this quickly. Diatomaceous earth. Essential oils keep the mosquitoes away. Boric acid will kill those little bugs. Sweet poison to take care of the roaches. That's baking soda with powdered sugar. Block ants with a line of something that has a strong natural scent. Cinnamon, pepper, coffee grounds. Lavender oil on the walls will scurry away. And spice things up. Basil and bay leaves. will do the job for you.
And that gets rid of the bugs,
you'll
right?
have a sweet-smelling home, and the bugs will be gone.
I have fun with the AR-15. I get roaches from a mile away.
It's won't cool. work.
All right, when we return, testimonials to dine by. We love reading Reach testimonials because it makes it feel like we're doing a good job. Because, you know, when you do things right, people won't be sure you've done anything at all. That's a quote.
Making home affordable. MHA can help you. Do you know your options? Reach is ready to help to make your home affordable. You may be able to lower your payment. You may be unemployed and need help. You may owe more on your house than it's worth. Or your home is no longer affordable and you want a way out. Get real help today and real answers. Contact Reach, your HUD-approved housing counselor, and learn more about Making Home Affordable, MHA, and how you can be helped. Email Reach at housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Our phone number is 855-48-REACH. MHA, let's make your home affordable today. Don't miss out. Reach out. Email housing@reachforhousing.org. Reach, the number 4, housing.org. Call Reach at 855-48-REACH, 855-487-3224.
Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home, I know a place to roam.
Welcome back to Reach Radio. I'm Alan Mason, your host, and Housing Heffy, with a special message just for you if you're a first-time home buyer. And by the way, HUD agency says that if you have not owned a home in the last 3 years, you are considered a first-time home buyer. So if you're tired of paying rent and purchasing a home is on your horizon, then you should know about Reach's first-time home buyers workshop. The next workshop is Sunday, September the 21st, from 12 to 7 p.m. at Reach's offices located in Palm Beach Gardens. And I know this is only August, and I'm telling you this because these classes fill up fast. Our last workshop was packed. So for additional information about Reach's first-time homebuyer workshop, call them toll-free at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. And while you're at it, ask them about their many other workshops and professional training programs they have to offer. Their Credit Builder Workshop will show you how to repair damaged credit and get you on the road to a higher credit score. And that's what the banks use when they're trying to calculate your mortgage, that credit score. Reach is a HUD-approved housing agency with experienced realtors, appraisers, lenders, and housing counselors here to assist you in purchasing your first home. To enroll, call the good folks at Reach today at 855-48-REACH. That's 855-487-3224. Remember to press 0 for the operator. Don't miss out. Reach out. All classes are taught in English, Spanish, and Creole. And that brings us right up to testimonials to live by. We've had high praises from Reach clients, and many of them were guests on the show. We always like reading the Reach testimonials because it makes us see that we're doing a good job,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Steve, what do you got?
Well, I got a bunch of stuff from the mailbag here, so I'll just pick one at random.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm going to delete her name because I didn't get her permission.
That's a good idea.
This lady is from Palm Springs, Florida, and she says, "Dear Reach, I am writing to you because I'd like to tell you my loan modification story. I was going through a really bad time with my job and my mortgage payments, and I decided to call a lawyer that had taken care of a previous case for me. Turned out that for the first 6 months, he didn't make any effort at all toward my case and would not respond to my phone calls or my emails. I decided it was time to call Reach. When I met Wanda in person at Reach, I told her everything that was going on with my case, and she told me what the Reach program could do for me and informed me of the documents that she was going to need for the case. It only took a total of 40 days to completely solve my case. I will never forget that thanks to her efforts and her dedication, my daughter and I will not be homeless. She was very professional, friendly, informative, and was able to solve my case in a very timely manner. And if she is reading this letter, I want to say thank you. Thank you for being the light at the end of my tunnel. I will never forget anything that you have done for me and for my family." How nice is that?
That's how Reach works. They're good folks there. They're average. You know, when they come on the radio, they freak out. They're so nervous and they're so, and I don't get it. You know, I mean, they deal with people every single day. They love helping people. Kenesha Wood, one of the top counselors over there, Dee Phillips, she's the most charming person you'd ever want to meet. These folks are here to help you.
And none of them are nervous at all about walking into a bank and sitting down with an executive officer and reading
exactly.
them the riot act.
Yeah, right. But when they come here, they, especially Dee, I love Dee. She is the sweetest person in the world. And I know one of the testimonials we had one time, they said, she says, I like Dee because she has a smart brain.
That's a good description.
It is. She's a sweetheart, and she's another one of the top counselors over at Reach. I encourage you to call them. What do you have another one there?
Well, remember in the news we were talking about the Making Home Affordable program?
Right.
I found a testimonial from somebody who took advantage of that. It says, Reach received a copy of a HAMP trial modification paperwork. And a great incentive was presented that this person would also be eligible for a huge principal forgiveness on a deferred basis. That's what we were talking about before, deferring payment.
Right.
So long as the modification of the loan remains in good standing, the bank, Ocwen, will forgive, get this, $161,297 of the principal balance on the loan for the first 3 years. That's a principal reduction of almost $500,000 on the balance of the whole loan, which in this case was $700,000. So the gentleman, whose name was Carlos, appeared in court in September of last year, and there was an order issued to cancel the foreclosure sale. So he saved a lot of money and got to keep his house. And as I was mentioning earlier, the average savings on these HAMP programs is about $500 a month. That's the average.
Just to cut your monthly payment down.
Yeah, to cut your monthly payment by $500. Now, people hear this and they go, nah, there's a catch there. That's not possible. Well, guess what? It is possible, and they do it at Reach all the time. Reach is a nonprofit organization, and a lot of their funding comes from the federal government. The federal government wants to help you to stay in your house because it's good for the economy overall, because you are paying your mortgage and you're shopping in stores and so on and so forth. So it's in everybody's best interest for you to stay in your home. So if you have a problem, call Reach. They can take care of it for you. Few situations where it doesn't work out.
Well, not many. Well, that's all the time left to us today, folks. Thank you for spending your Saturday afternoon with us. We want to thank all our guests. They were great as usual. And check out the show website at reachradioshow.com. That's where all the Reach Radio archives are stored. Hat tip to our friends at the Burnt Biscuit Factory. The theme song is Light My Fire by Jose Feliciano. They're listening on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Saturday, live from noon to 1. Tell your friends about the show. Thanks.
Ain't got no home. I know later on. Ain't got no home. I know later on. I'm a lonely boy.